Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So this time of year, we're all enjoying the deep freeze across Canada. Probably a lot of us are thinking about traveling to some warmer destination. I certainly have been. So today I have invited Fleming Frisdell. He is the founder of the travel agent Next Door. This business launched in 2014. Fleming is an innovator and a visionary in the travel industry. So I have invited Fleming to come and share with us his inside insights into the travel industry in Canada. And Fleming, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Deb.
So, Fleming, can you first of all share with us what your career path has been? How did you get to be where you are and doing what you are doing?
Well, my mom and dad started out in travel in British Columbia, in Vancouver, actually in Surrey. I know a lot of us don't say we live in Surrey, but I do. And started out in Surrey with a company called Nordic Tours. They had come from Denmark, so we're immigrants. I was 10 when we moved over. And he started the business doing trips to Norway and Denmark and Sweden, so Scandinavia. And then that just kept growing until they were doing full ship charters. They did a whole bunch of airplanes. I started in the industry literally being the office cleaner. So I used to clean their office, and I moved my way up from there. And eventually I took care of a region as a salesperson within BC. Then I actually went and lived in Egypt for a little over a year and 3 months. I lived in Greece. I lived in Kenya. I lived in Denmark, which is where I'm originally from. And then I moved back into BC and took over as a sales rep BC. Then I took over Alberta, then the Prairie, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. Took care of an office in Dallas, Texas, USA. Then I eventually ended up moving out to Ontario and worked for a company called Thomas Cook, which you've probably heard of them. And there, I was taking care of about $1.3 billion in sales for travel, had a team of sales, and stayed there overall for about 24 years with the company. Then when I left there, I decided that I wanted to do something different. And I got into what's called nowadays is becoming quite prevalent. About 35-40% of travel professionals or travel agents in Canada work with what's called a host agency. And a host agency is a business that helps support travel agents, so they don't necessarily need to have a storefront or what's called a bricks and mortar. But there's so much innovation, so much technology that you need to have within travel that a travel professional is great at selling travel, but you know, you can only do one or two things as a travel professional. You can either be selling travel or managing it. So we do all the management and they go out and sell it. And so I started this business, a travel agent Next Door, approximately 60 months ago. But who's counting? 5 years ago, and we started out. We have offices in BC across every province except for Quebec because of the regulatory requirements there. We're just not ready for that in the whole French. We will go in there. And really what we did is we started with 3 employees. Now we have 37 employees. We have 660 travel partners, or business partners as we call them, that we work with. And we did $120 million in travel sales last year, making us one of Canada's largest in what we do for the home-based business. So that's kind of the short version of how we got to where we're at.
Wow. That's quite the journey.
A lot of fun steps along the way. I actually met my wife when I was living in Egypt, and she's from Newfoundland, and I met her on a trip there. And now we have 3 daughters living in BC.
Oh, my. So you have been in the travel business for an awfully long time. I don't want to sound diminishing, but it's really all you know.
It's really my favorite. You know, they say once travel's in your blood, you can leave travel, but travel never leaves you. And I've just decided never to leave travel. I just enjoyed, and I've had so many different jobs within travel that I've been very, very fortunate.
Yes. So I have to say that in preparation for our time together today, I did go on the internet and I looked on YouTube for disaster vacation videos and comments, which of course is something that is kind of fun to enjoy other people's devastation, but we certainly don't want it for ourselves. So when you or one of your business partners are helping someone plan a vacation, what are the most important components that you take into consideration, particularly taking also the vast amount of experience that you have in travel into your consideration to make it the most enjoyable and memorable vacation for the people that you work for?
You know, it's a great question, and one of the things that I think that consumers don't think about with travel agents, now there's a big surge back with travel agents and their value proposition because the internet has so much information, you don't know what's true anymore. You don't really know what's right. You don't know if the reviews were written by the hotel themselves or was it written by an actual traveler. So the three things that are very important for me that a travel professional takes care of is, one, is a person's money. We all have X amount of disposable income, and travel is a disposable expense. It's not rent or hydro or any of those things, so it's disposable. We all have a limited amount of time. Many of us have 2 or 3 weeks or even 4 weeks vacation, but that's it. The rest of the time, we're chucking away at our jobs, as I do myself, and the time that we do have free is very important. And we also have a very... all of us have interesting relationships, whether it's with your children, your spouse, your significant other, or your other family member. So the travel agent actually deals with those three aspects that no other business that I can think of off the top of my head deal with. We deal with the money. And you know, it's an average probably around, if you're going down south, which is a big thing for BCers, but probably around $1,300 per person, so it could be $3,000 or $4,000 for a family. The time is usually a week to 2 weeks, which can be up to the maximum vacation time people have. And imagine if we put someone into a hotel or put them on a trip and it was just completely the wrong hotel. They put them in with no kids program, and you've got kids that are 5 or 6 or 7, and you got to stay and hang out with them all day when you're actually trying to get rid of them. You know, that hurts the dynamics. Or you send a couple that are on their honeymoon to a family resort when really they should be going to an adult-only resort because they're on their honeymoon. So a travel agent helps a lot with those aspects of making sure we live within those times and guides and funding. And that is what makes memories, and that's what's so important. And that's why it's so important, I believe, in what a travel professional does. And not anybody can do it. And that's what makes it important that you find someone that you can trust and it really has experience.
Yes. So, you know, your point about the relationships and the dynamics in the relationships, that is actually something that they had on YouTube in terms of relationships breaking down because of disastrous vacations, which I think a vacation is supposed to be completely the opposite of that.
It's supposed to be. And I think that when you find the right travel agent, the one that's got the knowledge and the skills, and you should deal with someone in the province of BC because you have a lot more protection in, with the Consumer Protections BC, CPBC in short, they protect you a lot more. So if it does go astray, you've got much more recourse. So the interaction with a family is funny because if you're really on the wrong ship, if you're going on Disney and a lot of, you might surprise you, but something to the effect of 40 to 50% of people who do Disney are actually people 60 and 70 and up because they want to, I don't know if it's they're wanting to relive their childhood, but it's about talking to that customer and finding out what they want and having a travel agent that has traveled and experienced it, doesn't read it off the internet like you would, but is actually experienced and can say, you know what, I was on this particular hotel and this is why it's the right property for you. And we do a lot of weddings, a tremendous amount of weddings. A lot of destination weddings is becoming very important nowadays. And because my daughter just recently got married, and we ended up doing it actually in the Lower Main, and it was rather expensive. But you can do a destination wedding where you have the hotel is included, the meals are included, a function every night is included. So you hang out with just your group. You've got the big wedding is included, and you know it's not that expensive with the extras. So the right travel agent, and here's the irony: you find a travel agent, it doesn't cost you more. People think, well, if I got to go to a travel agent, then it's going to cost you more. But why would you sit in front of a computer and stare and study and stare and try to learn it when a travel agent does it for exactly the same price that you would find on a website 99% of the time? Why do it yourself when you could have a professional? Why would you do up your own will if you can go to a lawyer? And if they were to do it for free, wouldn't we all use a lawyer if it was free? Well, using a travel agent doesn't really cost you anything because they make their commission as a part of the sale. It's not necessarily something extra.
Well, that brings me to a question that I was hoping that I was going to be able to ask you today, and that was about people's sort of drive to save money on any area of their lives, but particularly on travel. But when you relate that the three components that you most pay attention to, their money, their time, and their relationships, I would say that I wouldn't trust myself looking online and looking at other people's reviews, exactly what you said. We really don't know who wrote those reviews. But how then, if, like, let's just say I want to go to India, for example, and I don't know anything about India. I don't know anyone in India. It's an exotic destination. I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful things to do, but there's some safety issues too that would be very much in my focus. How could you help me with that type of trip, or one of your business partners? How could you help me with that?
That's a great question, Debbie. And for example, my daughter, I mentioned she just got married in September, and she's heading off on her honeymoon. My wife's been a travel agent for 25 years. I mentioned I met her in Egypt. And even with that, my daughter wants to go down to Tahiti. And we haven't spent any much time in Tahiti. So we work with our business partners. For example, GoWay is one of our business partners. There's G Adventure. There's some great business partners that we align ourselves with that we know are going to be there to support us in many ways, both pre or post vacation. So pre vacation is that Ron and my wife had a conversation with them, said, you know, this is their budget, this is what they'd like to do. And that res agent at GoWay knows everything about that destination because they would have been there probably 20 to 30 times. They deal with the ground operator. So they came up and said, here's how you're going to get, we have a great price on a bicycle trip they can do. They can go hiking. Here's the pre-done kayaking. Here's another one for going for a catamaran. So she got the whole package trip put together, everything from picked up at the airport to being dropped off at the airport and everything in between, or the budget that exactly my daughter said that they had to spend. And they did that by making sure that we listen to what the customer has to spend. But sometimes as a consumer, you're going to want to spend an extra few dollars to move from a 4 or 3-star hotel to move to a 5-star, because some areas, what's considered a 4-star hotel in that part of the world may only be a 2-star here in Canada. So that's one of the things that you want to be very careful about.